Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
How is it possible that a $10 billion retailer in the UK failed so miserably in their ERP implementation that they had to write off over $100 million for that project? I'm going to provide some of those answers here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And Travis Perkins is a well-known retailer in the UK. They do about $10 billion US dollars of annual revenue. They have 24,000 employees. And they recently tried to implement Infor M3. And they had signed a contract with Infor that was worth about $200 million over the course of 15 years. And during the course of their implementation, they failed miserably. In fact, they just recently reached a settlement with Infor where Infor is going to pay Travis Perkins $4 million as part of the damages for that failure. And just to give you some additional context, the company had tried to implement its new system to about 24,000 employees across the various stores. And what they found was that the system wasn't working. It couldn't support their new business for whatever reason. And they eventually decided to scrap the system and go back to their legacy systems, which had been built in the 1980s. And they're now, to this day, from what I understand, running their business using this old technology from the 1980s. So what I want to talk about today are the lessons from this failure. What are the things they did wrong? And more importantly, what are the things you can do differently to avoid the same fate that Travis Perkins found themselves in? Now, as we unpack this case study of failure with Travis Perkins, we'll start at the tip of the iceberg and talk about what Travis Perkins and the team said was the real cause of the failure. And a lot of this information I'm providing in this video, by the way, is based on information they provided in their public filings and their financial reporting, but it's also based on information we found through various media outlets as well as former employees that had worked for the company. In fact, if you go to Glassdoor, you can find a lot of reviews that talk about the Infor implementation in particular, and that's where some of the data points come from. But in terms of what the company said was the problem, they said that the design phase of the project was flawed and that the business decided to defer the actual design of the technology until they got to the build phase or the construction phase of the project. So they also mentioned that the IT group wasn't very involved in designing the software and the schema and the databases and all that stuff. And like I said, the business deferred that until later in the project, and that led to a lot of problems later on and caused the failure. Now, again, this is just the tip of the iceberg, and this is what the company says was the problem. But in our experience, we found that the technology design can certainly create problems, but it's usually not the root cause of failure. And so what I want to do throughout the rest of this discussion is talk about some of the other things that are really deeper underlying issues and why this project seemed to fail. Now, in doing research for this case study, one of the things we found was that there were unrealistic timelines in this project. And what that means is that the company itself, Travis Perkins and his management team, as well as the executives at Infor and the consultants from Infor, were pushing very hard to meet very aggressive timelines. And on the surface, you may think that shouldn't be a problem, and that's the way we should lead a project. We should be aggressive, we should push for results and push to accelerate things however we can. But the problem with these sorts of transformations is that many times the timelines become too aggressive and they're completely unrealistic, and it leads to a lot of bad decisions. It forces you to cut scope, it forces you to cut corners on things that you shouldn't be cutting corners on. And from what we can tell, it sounds like that's what happened in Travis Perkins. They were trying to implement a big technological change that was quite a jump from their 1980s-based technology to more of a modern-day cloud ERP system. And chances are, they probably underestimated the big magnitude of that sort of a jump, not only from a technology perspective, but also from a usability perspective and an organizational change perspective. So those are some of the things that likely contributed to the failures: the fact that they started with an unrealistic expectation to begin with, It was exasperated by the fact that the leap they were trying to make from old technology to new technology was too big of a jump to really accomplish within that time frame. And this is something we see with a lot of failures, is that unrealistic expectations can be a root cause that leads to a lot of other problems later on. So when you're evaluating potential systems and potential system integrators and trying to define what your implementation plan might look like, it's very important to be realistic and take the proposals you get from software vendors and system integrators, take that with a grain of salt, add a dose of reality to it, and make it more appropriate for your organization.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Doing research for this case study, we found from former employees that this was much like a mishmash of old systems. These are technologies that had been patched together in their legacy environment, a lot of disparate systems, data sitting in silos, processes sitting in silos, and there's a lot of technological complexity to navigate in terms of replacing those systems. So if you think about your organization, if you're an organization that has one system that you're trying to replace, that's a lot different than if you have a plethora or a multitude of different systems that you're trying to consolidate into one. That's a pretty big leap. And really navigating that technological landscape can be very difficult and very challenging. And it's not just a matter of actually making the jump technologically and organizationally and operationally. It's also building the competency that you need within your IT department to ensure that you can make that adjustment well and that your IT department can support that jump. So the technological capabilities that they were moving from and what they were moving to weren't in sync with the plan and the strategy that they had developed for this project. As we were researching for this case study, one of the things we read were the financial statements that they had published to the public. And what we found is that Travis Perkins was going through a number of reorgs and a lot of big changes at the time. They were also trying to implement new ERP technology. And that's always a red flag. Whenever you hear of an organization that is implementing new technology at the same time they're going through a merger or they're doing a reorg or they're re-engineering their business processes, whatever the case may be, it's not to say it's impossible, but it's to say that there's going to be an elevated level of risk. And it goes back to the point about unrealistic expectations. If you have a lot of competing priorities happening along the way, you need to make sure you have a realistic plan and not an unrealistic expectation for what it's going to take to do your ERP or digital transformation on top of all the other competing priorities you might have. Now, in the case of Travis Perkins, there were three major things we noticed that were happening. And these are all things that were published in their financial reports that stood out as a red flag. First of all, they were going through a couple divestitures. They were actually spinning off parts of the company into standalone companies. Two examples were P&H and Wix. Those were two brands or two parts of the company that they were carving out of the business and setting aside as a standalone business. So you had those two things going on along with a reorganization of branch managers and the way that they were organized, the way they were compensated. So three pretty major changes happening at the same time. You're also trying to lay ERP and new technology on top of that, evolving and changing operational and organizational landscape. So in this case, it appears as though the company had competing priorities that may have conflicted with the implementation and the overall transformation. Either they weren't aligned in those efforts and or the same resources may have been competing to handle those various projects. So for those reasons, it's important to recognize if you have competing priorities, you may have to reprioritize, or at the very least have a realistic plan for how you're going to achieve all the things you're trying to accomplish as part of your transformation. So digging another layer deeper and really getting to the root cause of what some of these challenges may have been caused by, we have to look at management and leadership of Travis Perkins. Either they didn't know how to manage a transformation of this magnitude, or they didn't lead it appropriately. They weren't aligned in how this transformation fit with their overall objectives and some of the other priorities they had, or it could have been a combination of all those things. But regardless of what the real cause of it was or what the problem was with the executives and the leadership that was being demonstrated by the leadership team, it's important to recognize that you really need that strong executive leadership, support, buy-in, vision, alignment. All of those things are really important. And that's usually a place where you want to start your organizational change efforts, is to make sure that your executive team is aligned, make sure they have realistic expectations, make sure that they're setting a clear vision for the project, make sure that they're able to help vet out and balance competing priorities and competing resources and all those sorts of things. That's why that executive sponsorship and buy-in is so important. So we need to make sure to be effective that we have that sort of executive and leadership support that we need. So these are just a few of the things that we've discovered in our research of this Travis Perkins failure. It has nothing to do really with the product N4M3 itself. I think you could have plugged in any other technology into the same situation. You probably would have ended up with very similar results. So hopefully this has given you some things to think about as you look to your digital transformation and look for ways to be more successful and to avoid some of those common pitfalls that was experienced at Travis Perkins. I've also included a number of downloads in the links below that'll help you navigate some of these risks and failure points that Travis Perkins experienced. One of the things I've included is a link to our 2021 Digital Transformation Report, which includes a number of best practices and ERP systems rankings and a bunch of other resources that will help you in your digital transformation journey. So I hope you found this information useful, and I hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.